WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control line is Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4 OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Little traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Equipment or bulletins for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. It'll be a quiet night. Don't have many pre-check-ins. So, I will start the net now with the pre-check-ins. And I don't have but 7 there. First up is W4FCM, Fred, over in Traveler's Rest. And he brings along his wife, Isla, in 4IEI. Thank you, Fred, for you and I read net. And then in 4WHM, that's Bill down in Hartville. And then K4OSH, that's my buddy Pat over in Malden. And KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. And KC4W, Bill down in Anderson. And K4XMR, that's male, and he's down in Prosperity. This is a short list of pre-check-ins tonight, folks. So now I will move up to Echo Link. And Echo Link stations only, please call K4OIM or net control. Nobody on Echo Link. I hope this ain't gonna be a short night, cause I done got 2 pages ready to go in my logbook tonight. So, I would like to make one announcement, because we've got a lot of new hams that's been checking into the net, or either I've heard them on the radio and they hadn't checked into the net. And that is when I start reading the preamble for the net and say that in case of emergency, this net will be activated. That simply means that in case of emergency, like a storm, tornado, hurricane, fire, whatever, all amateur use is asked to cease on the repeater, because it will only be used for emergency traffic. You're invited to monitor, and if you see a life-threatening situation, check in with your call sign, location, and tell what the problem is. And I hope that'll help some of you out, that because I have been asked before, what does it mean when you say the net will be activated? That simply means that the only time you can be on here is in an emergency situation where you can provide information or ask for assistance. So with that, I will move up now to the regular RF section. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima, I through L. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
S-O-I-M.
804, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but saying 73 is for each one of you.
Net control. Please check in and out. QA Oscar 4, NDOCO guy. Standing down here in Big Old Metropolis of Gastonia, North Carolina. And I wish you 73 is good net and a good night.
Jim, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comment.
4OIM.
Great to talk with you tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
AM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4, JKV. My name is Duncan, up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
Net control.
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
4YM. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. On HT, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
I thought it was going to be a slow night. First up, we got KK4JF. You beat them in here tonight, James. Congratulations, and thanks for checking in. And then KO4ISG, that's Danny, over in Gastonia County. Thank you for checking in, Danny. Then 4N4IOE. That's my buddy Sid up in Fletcher. And Fled, Sid calls the net on Sunday night up there. Sid, you want to go ahead and plug your net?
It's W4IOE. Walt, our net is Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net. It's on 146.640, tone of 91.5, and the feeder's up on Bearwater Mountain in Henderson County, so it's just up the road from y'all, and we'd like to invite anybody that can to come up. We've got quite a few folks from the upstate, and we sure appreciate them coming up and checking in with us. Thank you, Walt. This is W4IOE.
You see it, and thank you for calling the net up there on Sunday night. Next up, we got KK4JBQ, my good friend Larry over in Greer. And Larry brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and appreciate all the prayers. Believe me, buddy, they work and they changed my medicine. I'm feeling better and even got out there and washed my truck today. So thanks for the prayers, Larry. And then we got KO4JKB, that's Duncan up in Asheville. He's another loyal check-in. And appreciate it, Duncan. And then KG4JIE, that's Dennis over in Greer. And then my buddy Andy up on Table Rock on a handheld, KI4LZI. Thank you for checking in, Andy. I know you said negative and negative, but I know once the round table and the right you get started, you'll be there to comment. You just can't help it. Thank you, buddy, for checking in. All right, anybody else, India through Lima, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Hello,
you're talking about later. JI4LZI4.
And anybody else, India through Lima, please call K4OIM, Renette Control.
OIM, this is KO4RRV, Kilo Oscar 4, Radio Victor, Dana in Traveler's Rest. Just checking in.
A new ham there, Miss Dana, she's had her license valid month now. KO4RRV, Yes, RRV over in Traveler's Rest. And Dana, I know being a new ham, you must have some questions about antennas or radio equipment or something. So you might want to chime in tonight. I mean, it's after I close the net out and go into a round table, it's usually just four or five of us here discussing whatever people bring up, so you're welcome to join in on it, Dana. All right, looks like we got that group. So now we'll move up to M through P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter, the suffix if you call, begins with it, the letter M through P, please call K4OIM, Renette Control.
Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorenzo, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Oh, I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. My mobile in Piedmont tonight. Hope you're doing well, Walt. 73, you and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Well, please check in and out. Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE. Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4 PAM, my wife Pam. Hope you're doing well, Walt. We'll talk to you later.
IOM. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and all in the net.
Control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. And check me in for comments tonight. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And her name is Anna. And thank you for calling the net tonight, Walt.
Now it's going to be a slow net. I've already got half a page, or over half a page, 26 check-ins. This is great. First we got a KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, over in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you, Miss Lorena, for checking the family in, and you got to get Michelle on here to check in more often. There's not many ladies that check in, and Michelle's got such a pretty voice. Anyway, thank you for checking in, Miss Lorena. And then we got KO4NNH, that's Fred, he's over in Piedmont. That makes four right there together over in Piedmont. And then W4MHE, Mike, up in Hendersonville, and he brings along his wife, KZ4PAM. Thank you, Mike, for checking in. You are regular, too. Appreciate it. Then WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville. Appreciate you checking in, Matt. and Matt is our Friday night net control. So if you would, please check in on Friday night with Matt. I'm sure he would appreciate it. And then next up, we got my good friend Chad, KO4NUE. And he's up in Campobello with his wife. Did I miss that one? KO4RYP. I like to mess it up, but I got it wrote down. I just seen double here through these bifocals, Chad. That's Miss Anna, and she's a new ham. And she got a pretty voice on the radio, too. Thank you, Chad, for checking Miss Anna in and checking in, and you'll be the first one up on the stump tonight. All right, anybody else, Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck. I think it's Mike.
Yeah, this is W4MHE. You got my call right. My name is Melvin. QSL Walt.
All right, Mike. Got it straightened out right here. I got it, Melvin. Thanks for rechecking and straightening me out. I knew I wouldn't get through the night without messing up. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, anybody else here through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Thursday night, not Friday night.
Daniel's Friday night. And I just got the calendar from Dave day before yesterday and got it here in front of me. I'm sorry I messed up, Matt. Everybody be there for Matt on Thursday night. We have a different net controller every night at 9 o'clock, so please check in with Matt on Thursday night. All right, looks like we got that group. So we're going to move up to Quebec through Tango, Q through T at the first letter. The suffix, if you call, begins with Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Again, Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, John and Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
AM. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on that.
Well, there for a while, but it slowed down with this group. First up, KN4OBC, that's John over in Greenville. Thank you for checking in, John. And then WN4S. That's my friend Chris over in Lyman. You got a great signal like always, Chris. Thanks for checking in. And Chad, KO4NUE, he's going to be stepping in with Gabriel tomorrow night. He's wanting to be a NCS. And he's not used to calling a net like this, where it moves this fast with this many check-ins. And he's worried about messing up. But, Chad, you see, I done messed up twice tonight. And you just go on, laugh it off, you joke with them, and go on. They don't get mad. They just waiting on you to get them checked in right. All right, anybody else, Q through T, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RAX, Jim over in Dacusville. Boy, Jim, I'm glad you waited the last to check in that group, because it took me a while to figure out and write Dacusville. And normally, by the time I'd done that, there'd been two or three more check-ins. So, appreciate you being last in that group. Thank you, Jim. All right,
one last call, Q3T. Please call K4OIM, Renette Control. Turn it on up to the next group, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4OIM, Renette Control.
OIM. For Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. That's KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel and location is Traveler's Rest. Also by telephone relay, I have Kilo India 4, Mike Lima November. That's KI4MLN. That is Al, and he is located in Malden tonight. I may or may not stick around for roundtable. If I am, I won't stick around long because I got work in the morning. But I did want to check in with you now that I got this radio working again, finally.
J4WZM, that's Daniel over in Traveler's Rest. And Daniel is our Friday night that control station. So, stick around with and join Daniel on Friday night. I look forward to the Friday. I look forward to all the nights. I really look forward to Tuesday night when I call the net, because I know when I get through with the net tonight, tomorrow night is Mr. Gavis's night. But Daniel brings along KI4MLN. That's Mr. Al down in Malden. Thank you for getting Al in here. I hadn't heard him check in on RF in a while. I know his HT, he was having problems with it. He couldn't find his spot, but thank you, Daniel, for checking Al in. All right, one last call. You through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We're down in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative. 7-3.
Sorry. I have missed Nancy's call sign up again. The guy I checked in a while ago, W4MHE, Melvin up in Hendersonville, I get you two confused. Because he checks in Pam, his wife, and you got Nancy. So, if you don't mind, give me her call sign again.
Yeah, her call sign is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, QSL.
N4UZ, that's Mike, and they down, he's down in Gray Court, and he brings along his wife, Nancy, Alpha A4ET, Alpha 4 Echo Tango. I'll get this thing memorized here in a while, Mike. I'm sorry about missing Nancy's call up, but, boy, once you're a net control station and you get hear somebody's voice and you know they bring along their wife, that complicates it. Then when they bring along their wife and daughter, that triples the complication, but, I'll get it straightened out. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Go ahead, recheck.
Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. Copy.
Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. I don't know what I said, but that's what I had wrote down. No, I think I said what I started writing, but I got it straightened out, Mike. All right, we'll move it up now to the next group. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the first letter, suffix call, begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike. Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland. We live in Chickens. And good evening to all.
I am. For Walt, please check in. KI4DOS. That's Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
So we got KO4BDB, Jim over in Taylor's, then W4DJC, wait a minute, you might have messed yours up, W4DJW, Dave over in Greer, how in the world I messed your call up, Dave, I guess Chad's getting a lesson tonight. But Dave's over in Greer. He's our net manager. And I've been here to talk, Dave, about retiring September the 15th. I'm glad you're not in a situation where I was. I was a heavy equipment operator. And when I turned 61, we were doing the grading at BMW. And I started counting the days down. From 1 year, and everybody had to park up the parking lot and get what they call the meat wagon and haul everybody down to the job site. And believe me, they got tired of me counting the days down that last year. But congratulations on retiring, Dave, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. You and Steve will get some flying time in now. So thanks for checking in, Dave. And then KB2BYQ. That's another Dave over in Easley. Thank you for checking in, Dave. You're a regular, and we appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to check in each night. And then I got my friend Roland, KI4CJW, over in Pickens. Roland, I've been meaning to call you, but I've had so much going on with my truck and everything, but... maybe I'll get time tomorrow to give you a phone call and chat with you for a while. And then we got KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary over at Easley. And Gary calls the Wednesday night net. And he has the swap net there where you can buy, sell, trade, swap, anything pertaining to ham radio equipment or computer equipment. And, be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow night at 9. And Gary brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. That's another lady that's got a pretty voice on the radio when she does check in. Thank you, Gary, for checking in and checking Miss Joy in. All right, anybody else, A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Recheck. Oh. You got my call, Rock. K1CJW. You said KI1CJW. I will not be home tomorrow. Well, but I'll give you a call Thursday.
I'll check with you, or you can call me Thursday. I'll be here. Thank you, buddy. I hope everything's going well with you. All right, anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Guess we close that group out, and I keep going back to Echo Link. and hadn't got anybody up there. I just worried about my brother John, up there in Brown Summit. KF4RJN. Unusual for him not to check in on the pre-check-in or echo link. Well, I've talked enough, so we'll move it up to the patient group here. Echo through hotel, it's the first letter in the prefix of the call, begins with E through H. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kemper, North Carolina. You're doing a good job there, Walt. Just keep at it. Check us in negative and negative tonight. Just hang in there.
Check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4. HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB. He will be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net. It's nice to hear your friendly voice.
Our buddy Harriet and Kemmler, North Carolina, KC4EZN. Thank you for taking time to check in, Harry. I'm getting worried about John because he's always checking in to see if you got anything to talk about in the right tube portion, but he had that hip replacement last week, and I talked to him on the phone a day or two after, and he wasn't doing too well, but I guess I have to give him a phone call tomorrow and see how he's doing. Thank you, Harry, for checking in. And then we got KM4HTP. That's another pretty voice on the radio. That's Miss Wendy down in Simpsonville. She is, how do you phrase this? She calls the net on Monday night. Her and AA4RM alternate back forth, and then Wendy brings along her husband Mark, W2MJB, who calls the net on Sunday night, but sometimes Wendy calls the net for Mark on Sunday night. So I'll just leave it at that and let y'all figure it out. Alright, anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM and Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, Walt. Thank you.
My friend Patrick, KO4 HKX up in Penrose, and Patrick, my buddy Chad, come over here this morning. It didn't take him no time to figure out what was wrong with my truck. The number 7 and number 8 plug wires had got crossed. And I don't know how in the world that happened. But my truck's running like a dream now. And I really, really appreciate Chad taking the time to come over here and straighten that thing out for me where I can get back and forth to the doctor without worrying my daughter to death, because my grandson's in school now, and I just couldn't keep borrowing her truck. But hope you sold a lot of tools today, Patrick. All right, anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or net control. Out on the roll and it slowed down. I'm at 43 check-ins right now. So I'll open it up to the big group, see if I missed anybody all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu.
please call K4 OIM or net control.
Ma'am. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Granville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 hold at the Rich and Granville, no traffic, no round table.
We got K4 XB, that's Tommy over in Granville County. I was beginning to worry about you, Tommy, because you always check in. Yeah, I love that call sign. But thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. And then K4 ROW, that's Rich Hill over in Greenville. Thank you for checking in, Rich. Is there anybody else, A through Z? Please call K4 OIM for net control. Looks like it does it for right now. This is K4 OIM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all that checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratio portion of the net with periodic check-ins between stops for check-ins between ratios. And let me see, I don't have but two up tonight on the stump. First, we got up my friend Chad, KO4 NUE. What's on your mind, Chad?
You doing a good job, Walt. And hello to everybody on the net. And I'm going to hang around after the rag to you because I'm looking forward to training night tonight. So I have a couple of small questions for you, and appreciate all you do for the net. It's KO4 NUE. I'm clear.
Sitting back at night and copying the the check-ins on the net, and then comparing your number with the final tally of the NCS.
Well, first two nights, kept coming up one short, and Dave got me straightened out, and Larry got me straightened out, and you gotta count the net controller too. So I've been doing this for five days now, and first two nights I missed it by one, but the last three nights I've hit it dead on. So I'm pretty satisfied with that. I just hope I just don't absolutely just mess things up tomorrow night. But I'm gonna do my best, and that's all I can do.
I rattled your brain, Chad. If all the nights to step in and try to call the net would be Wednesday night with Gary. Now, you'll fill a logbook up with Garrett because he's got the swamp net, and he always runs up in the 60s. Right now, I'm showing 45, and that's slack for me because I usually run about 53 or 57, and this is the shortest night I've had in a while. I done flipped my logbook over and started the second page, and right now I ain't got the first one completed, but maybe before the net's over I'll have it. So you got anything else you want to bring up right now, or after I close the net out, we'll go into the round table portion in case there's some new hams out there. I know they can get on here during rag chew and bring their questions up, but being a new ham, I realize they don't want to get on here and talk to the whole net, where the whole net will hear them and they think the whole world's listening to them mess up. So they just like to get into a small group. And that's why I started
sticking around with the round table after I close the net. But you got anything else, Chad?
Walt, you're doing a great job, bud.
Let's see, KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel. You're up next, if you're still awake. Are you there, Daniel? 4WZM, Daniel, you still around? He was tired and down went to bed. All right, I'm going to give one last call for check-ins or comments. Anybody that wants to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or Net Control, or if you want to make a comment, just say comment, and I'll come back to you. I'm in no hurry.
Ma'am. Kilo November 4, Greenbelt, Quebec Officer. That's KM4LTO. Ryan, I'm in Kakoa, Georgia. I'll be negative for tonight. Thank you for calling that. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
All right, KM4LZO.
Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec Officer.
QO. And I know you said you was in Georgia, but what was your location in Georgia?
Going to be Tacoa. That is Tango, Oscar, Charlie, Oscar, Alpha, Tacoa.
You know where Tacoa's at. I worked down there. Two of the awfulest winters I ever worked in my life, building a waste treatment plant down there. Man, that was some cold weather. That was the first time I've ever seen it thunder and lightning and snow and sleet at the same time. But that was KM4LQO. That's Brian down in Tacoma, Georgia. I believe it's the first time you checked in with me, Brian. We hear every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller every night, and we glad to have you check in every chance you get, Brian. So thanks, Brian, again for checking in. All right, before I close the net, we got anybody else wanting to check in or make a comment?
For DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
I got a bad habit of, if I'm going to stay around for a rag chew, I just say no traffic. I don't normally say that I'll be around for chew, but I guess that's a bad habit. You know, some of the older net controllers that have been around a long time pick up on that, but a lot of the new ones don't. But when I just say no traffic, I'm gonna be around for rag chew. But anyway, we had a good day over here today. Got up early this morning and went out and picked a few tomatoes and picked 2 5-gallon buckets of green beans. And Joey worked on those all afternoon. And so my tire's showing a little bit, Walt.
Talking about Gary, since they changed my medication 2 weeks ago, I haven't had acid reflux but one time. And they got me on so many vitamins, it's unreal. I'm starting to get energy back, and I got out there Saturday. My brother come over. He can't do nothing because he's got a broke hip. But he does have air tools, and I had the compressor. And I got out there and jacked that truck up, took that left motorsport loose, and jacked it up. I got under there and hit that freeze plug about 3 licks with a bar and a hammer, and the thing right hit me in the face. It fell right out. I put it back in there and let the motor back down. It wasn't but two bolts to go in the motor mount to the engine block, and one down through the chassis, 3, and it was back together, but the doggone thing was skipping so bad you couldn't go nowhere. and Chad come over this morning, and the only thing I can figure out is that guy that my brother brought up here the other week that was wanting to charge me $1,000 to swap that freeze plug out. I believe while he was under there, he switched number 7 and number 8 plug wire. But Chad caught it, switched them back, and man, that thing running like Cadillac, Gary.
With that freeze plug taken care of, those can be a pain sometimes. But I'm glad you got that fixed, and I'm glad you got the skip straightened out of it. Sometimes that can be a bear to find. I did some work on my truck, and it had a skip in it, and I couldn't figure it out. I changed wires and changed plugs and went back through this, that, and the other, went through everything. And the distributor had a plastic housing on it, or at least to where the cap bolted down. And both of those little ears that the screws go in broke off. And I said, well, I'll just replace the distributor. Well, when I replaced the distributor in that thing, I got the old one out and spun it, and I had warped that the pickup up on the top where the rotor buttons bolts to. I don't know how in the world I managed to do that. But I put that new distributor in there, and that took care of my skip. But the rotor plate, the plate that the rotor button bolts down to was wobbling. And that's what was causing my skip.
Gary, my daddy, he never took a car to a shop, man. He'd pull a motor out and rebuild it right there in the yard. And back then, you could, if you had a bearing spun on the crank, you could get Napa, they would come out to your house, just like the doctors used to. And they would come out there and get under that truck or whatever, and they would turn that crank while it was still in the vehicle. And he always told us, you know, you work on your own vehicle. You can't afford to pay a mechanic. And I'm total lost right now with electronic ignition and fuel injection. And Chad went to pull the air intake off that went from the air filter up into, I guess it's called a throttle body on the fuel injection. They wouldn't need my air filter in the thing. And that's the first time it's been off since I bought it. But right after I bought it, I put new plugs and distributor cap, rotary button, and all that on it. But somebody had to change them plug wires, Gary. And it had to be that guy that came up here and wanted to charge me $1,000. K-4-D-O-S, K-4-O-R-M.
Well, they don't change themselves. I'll put it that way. But, you know, the cars are, they're not getting any harder to work on. They just got more sensors and this, that, and the other out there to get in your way. The internal combustion engine still works the same. You still got to have air, you got to have spark, and you got to have compression. You got all them there, the thing's going to run. But it's a little more aggravating now with all the electronic stuff on there, with all the sensors and this, that, and the other, because they're all interrelated. But if you've got a good ohm meter and relatively decent scanner, you can pretty well find the problem. You can check out most of the sensors with a ohm meter or VTVM type, you know, one does both. And if you got one of those, you can pretty well figure it out. It'll take you a little longer if you don't have one of them high dollar scanners. But I went out and I had two scanners, and decided I'd bite the bullet and upgrade a little bit. And the only reason I did that or chose to do that is to time my truck and my wife's car, it's timed on the cam retard, and it's a plus or minus 2 degrees. And if you don't have a scanner that'll read cam retard, you can't time those vehicles. I've been told that you can time them with a timing light if you disconnect this and disconnect that. But everything I've read in my maintenance manuals that I bought to go with them two engines say it can't be done that way. So I bit the bullet and bought me a scanner that would read cam retard.
Recall, I've been told I'm retard. By the way, Gary, how is AK doing?
He is down in rehab now. I went down to see Teresa yesterday, and she said he's having some problems with his knee. I think he broke his right hip. I'm not sure, but I think it's his right hip. And the hip replacement went fine, and they've got that all taken care of. But now he can't bend his right knee. And so they're working on that, and he's still in a good bit of pain as far as that goes, you know, with the surgery and the not being able to bend the knee. But he's in pretty good spirits, Teresa said. He can't have visitors. They let her in for about 15 minutes and then rush her back right back out. And I don't know that that does the patient good or not, Walt. To me, if I was in the hospital, I'd want to see my wife. And I'm sure he does his. But other than that, he's doing real good as far as the last report that I got from her yesterday. She said that she would keep me informed as to what kind of progress he's making, and that way I can relay it on to the folks on the net.
John up there in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. He usually checks in on Echo Link or on the pre-check-in, and he didn't check in tonight. And I talked to him last week on the phone, and he had his hip replaced the day before, and they sent him home. And he was in so much pain, he couldn't hardly move, Gary. I couldn't believe they'd done a hip replacement and sent him home the next day without rehab or anything. But I guess it depends on the insurance, Gary.
SKI4DOS and K4OIM. That may be true, Walt. That may be more to it than you really know for what you said there. Joy had her knee replaced. She was in the hospital 3 days, but they gave her rehab while she was in the hospital. And then they let her come home, and then they sent a physical therapist here to the house. And that's the way they worked it out that way. I don't know how they'll do that hip replacement up there with John. And I guess the biggest difference between John and AK is he fell and broke his hip. And so I guess that had a little bit of difference there. I don't know. Because I've never had that done. And I hope I don't ever have to. But other than that, that's the last I've heard from Teresa on that. But when I hear again, I'll let everybody know.
Hey, that the doctors all was having a conflict with his it went to his Medicare supplement insurance. And he told him he'd just pay for it out of his pocket if he had to. But I don't know what's going on. I'll call him tomorrow and try to find out something. And I'll let you know tomorrow night on the net if he's on check in himself. But it's got now where the doctors, it's all about insurance money. Go to one specialist, well, I think you need to see this other specialist, and you go to it. Then you end up going to they sent me to three heart specialists. And each one, and the last one I went to, one sent me to another. And I wasn't going through the VA, I was going through my Medicare and Medicaid and that WellCare supplement insurance. And I was having to pay $45 for each one of them, copay. And I had so many MRIs done. I had 5 MRIs done in one day, and I had to pay $45 copay on them. And I had so many done that WellCare raised my copay for an MRI from $45 to $400, Gary. And I can't afford to have no more of them things done.